It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Doug Lascelles. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Doug Lascelles.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Doug Lascelles. Week 4 was highlighted by two all-CCL matchups. In our Central Catholic League Game of the Week, DeSales improved to 4-0 on the year, knocking off Hartley 31-24. Also last Friday, St. Charles scored late, then went on to beat Waterson 10-7 in overtime. Reedy beat Lima Central Catholic 40-29. Fisher Catholic came from behind to edge Millersport 20-18. And Newark Catholic lost to Licking Heights 38-7. In tonight's CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation, Waterson looks to rebound as the Eagles host Benedictine. Randy Reinhardt and Coach Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15 right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Also this evening, DeSales welcomes Covington Catholic to Alumni Stadium. Hartley is on the road at Worthington Kilborn. Reedy battles St. Mary Central Catholic at Hilliard-Bradley High School. St. Charles heads to Medina Highland. Fisher Catholic has a home game with Bern Union. Tomorrow, Newark Catholic hosts undefeated Lakewood. Time for our first break. When we come back, we'll check with our color analyst Larry Wolf about last week's CCL showdown between Hartley and DeSales, and we'll discuss tonight's Waterson-Benedictine game. Then we'll talk with DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins and visit with Stallions senior defensive back Chris McNally. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, only on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Ganem Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganem Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganem Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanemMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganem Medical, GanimMedical.com.
I woke up early the other day, grabbed my coffee, and decided to watch a daily show that I usually miss, the sunrise. My yard was eerie. It looked like it was covered in a dark, murky fog. Then I saw a coyote. The sunrise has this moment that's like a switch. As it turned a corner somewhere, light flooded my yard. Turns out there was no fog, just a little mist, and that coyote was a small bush. It was a clear, beautiful morning with birds singing. Yeah, they call the sunrise daybreak for a reason. Everything looks different instantly. The resurrection was like that. Jesus' followers went from living under the fog of the worst event imaginable to being swept off their feet by the best news in history instantly. St. Paul, reflecting on his life, said that if Jesus had not risen, he'd be the most pathetic of men. He saw his whole life in light of the best news in history. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and online at stgabrielradio.com. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf brought you all the live play-by-play of last week's CCL Game of the Week as DeSales topped Hartley 31-24. Coach Wolf joins us now on the preview show. And Larry, two of the best teams in the state in any division, and as advertised, what a game.
It was a fantastic game. It harkened me back to about 30 years ago when the CCL used to just beat each other up. It was a bludgeoning on both sides. Neither side gave quarter or accepted quarter. It was just incredible. It was old-time CCL football played with modern-day speed. It was incredible to watch.
Coach, you mentioned that, and you get both of that with DeSales running backs in Alonzo Booth and Brian Asamoah. Alonzo last week rushes for 163 yards on 2 touchdowns and 31 carries, and Brian Asamoah chips in 99 yards, 2 scores on just 10 carries. Is that as good of a 1-2 punch as you've seen?
Booth and Asamoah remind me of the hound and the hammer. You know what I mean? Asamoah can find a hole and explode through it. And if there's no hole, Booth will make one. he just pounds his 240-pound body up through there. And when he gets on the edge, it's an absolute mismatch for any defensive back because, you know, the defensive backs are 170 to 185 pounds, and they're coming up with speed to take on 240 pounds of nothing. But it's like trying to tackle a fire hydrant. I mean, he's just a big, strong, physical running back. And Asamoah can make you miss in the open field. So it's a pretty good 1-2 punch.
Coach, after the win, DeSales obviously at 4-0, sitting very pretty. They're number one in the state in Division III, number one in their region in computer points as well. Hartley, though, a little different situation. They're 2-2. They've gone through pretty much the tough part of their schedule, especially after tonight. So how important does it make the Hawks game against Kilbourne this evening?
Well, when you look at Hartley's schedule down the road, they've got Lima Central Catholic, they've got Reedy, they've got St. Charles. They're not going to get a lot of points. Now, this might sound silly. They might be the best team in the state of Ohio, but if they don't win tonight, they may struggle to make it into the playoffs. Now, I know that sounds like I'm completely crazy, and I know Coach Birchfield would hope that I'm completely crazy, and I hope I'm completely crazy. But if you look at Bishop Hartley, they would be 2-3 after tonight, and they've got 5 games left. And none of those teams are going to have a decent record. None of them. And so they could struggle to get in.
Wow. That would be unbelievable.
And the schedule is tremendous when you look at the schedule on paper. Central Crossing has been a playoff team for a few years. If they lose tonight, they're going to struggle. It's going to be close.
Yep. I mean, the tough schedule gets you ready for the playoffs, but you got to win one or two of those games. And you're right. They haven't done that yet. So it hopefully begins.
And, I mean, if you look, Reedy's not going to get them a lot of points. Washington's not going to get them a lot of points. LCC is not going to get them a lot of points. I forget who their last game is with. It's one of those academies. They're not going to get them many points. So there aren't many points left out there for them.
We're joined by our color analyst, Larry Wolf, Larry and Randy Reinhardt at Hagley Field for tonight's CCO Game of the Week as Waterson takes on Benedictine. You can hear it live immediately following the preview show right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. A matchup of 2-1-3 teams, Larry, in a couple of programs that aren't used to records like that.
Well, they're 1-3, but one team scoring about 35 points a game and the other one's struggling to score. And Waterson has a stout defense, there's no question, but they're going to be very stout tonight because Benedictine they have the ability to put 35 points on the board. If it gets into that kind of number, I don't think Waterson can compete with them. If Waterson can play incredible defense tonight, limit Benedictine to maybe 14 points, stay in this thing, they've got a chance to win it at the end. But if it gets to 21 or 28 points, Waterson's going to struggle to score enough points to win this thing.
You mentioned that Bengals offense, they're led by running back DeCavion Reese. He's a heck of a player, has been for a couple years now. Is he the key for Waterson to shutting down that Benedictine offense?
Waterson has no choice but to shut down the running game and put it into the passing game. Now, Benedictine has 2 quarterbacks. They had a sophomore quarterback who came in last week late. He threw a couple interceptions, so I don't think we're going to see him much. And the older quarterback, the senior quarterback, doesn't throw the ball as well. He's a pretty good runner, but he doesn't throw it as well. So if Larson can control the running game, they can force Benedictine to pass, and then maybe the Larson athletes can intercept a few balls, change some field position, and stay in this game. If they don't control the running game, it's going to be a long night for the Eagles.
Larry, Doug mentioned earlier the Eagles 1-3 on the year right now. You talked about their offense struggling to put points on the board. We know they had the bounce back year last year and got back into the playoffs, even won a game in the playoffs, but the previous 2 years were not very good for Waterson. What do you think is the biggest thing that's causing a problem for them right now?
Well, I just think that, you know, the expectations of Waterson always being dominant, you know, that's an expectation they've had, and they've had that expectation for 50 years. And the geographic area has changed. There are more great schools in their general area. There are now 3 Dublins, 3 Hilliards. two Worthingtons, three Olin Tangies, and all of them have good programs. All of them have great facilities. And so you begin to reduce the number of kids available to play football. I think over, you know, 8, 10, 12 years, that's had a profound effect on the Watterson football program. And I don't think there's any question. They still have some talent there. They just may not have the depth of talent that they used to have.
Yeah, great insight, Coach. Thanks as always. We look forward to hearing you and Randy a little more than an hour from now.
Looking forward to it. Should be a rock and sock kind of game. I'm hoping for the Eagles to do well against the Bengals.
All right, that's Larry Wolf. He joins Randy Reinhart with the CCL Game of the Week immediately following the preview show, Watterson against Benedictine. And after the game, keep it on AM 820 for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, brought to you by This Week Sports. Our very own captain, Ryan Baker, and This Week Sports editor, Lee Cochran, bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio, and they'll talk with the coaches and players from key games. You can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard and get all the scores at our website, am820scoreboard.com. DeSales goes to 4-0 on the season with that huge 31-24 win over Hartley in our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night. Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now. And, Coach, what was it like to be a part of a game like that?
Well, it was a lot of fun. I mean, you know, it was a back-and-forth game, a four-quarter game. Every snap mattered, you know, and trying to win every single snap. Not that we won every single snap, but we were trying to win every snap. And It's fun looking back. It's certainly a little more fun when you come out the winner. But very physical game. I think both teams walked out of there knowing they were in a four-quarter football game, and it was just satisfying to come out on top because I think it's one of those games where you learn, you grow. You know, it wasn't always pretty, but you won, and there'll be some points down the road and all those kinds of things. So we're happy, you know, just happy that we won and came out of there fairly healthy and all those things.
Coach, you just mentioned it. It's the first thing you said to me when I saw you this week when I came out to practice. You talked about how both teams afterwards walking off the field looked like they had been through a war. They were limping off slowly. Just talk about the difference in physicality in this game.
I thought both teams were very, very physical. Sometimes you go into a game and you have trouble matching physicality, you know that you're not going to have much success. And I thought both teams were swinging and punching and smacking each other, you know. And like I said, we walked out of that game, some of their players and some of our players were limping a little bit and bleeding a little bit and bruised up a little bit. I mean, it was a very physical game. And a lot of the games with teams that play in the CCL are that way, at least traditionally. And so we expected that, but Very physical game, and just glad we came out on top.
Joined by DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins, his Stallions go to 4-0 with last week's 31-24 win over Hartley. Turnovers often the difference in close games like this. You guys forced two Hartley turnovers. You guys didn't turn the ball over at all. How much of a factor was that, Coach?
I thought it was huge because a game like this, there's only a handful of plays really that are going to turn it in your favor. You know, there's not going to be when it's close in score and when it's evenly matched, there's only a handful of things. So the turnover thing was important, keeping their offense off the field and then trying to do our thing offensively. So winning the turnover battle, I thought, was a key. And both of those turnovers proved to be big. I mean, the first one in a 7-3 game, we were able to take the lead out of that with a score afterwards deep in their territory. And then the one at the end, when we're up a touchdown, we get a ball, you know, we get a turnover in the plus side of the field and are able to turn that into a score. So both turnovers turned into 14 points, which is huge for us.
Joined by DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins, the Stallions hosting Covington Catholic tonight. The Colonels are off to a 4-1 start, but they've had some trouble with slow starts this season. Your team, on the other hand, has gotten off to fast starts. You did the same last year against Covington Catholic. How big is that tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, it'll be important. I think we'll have to play a complete game. They're very balanced. They have no problem taking different points of the field. They're very patient. They've got a quarterback who can get the ball where it needs to go, whether that be a short route on the perimeter or a screen or a ball down the field. You have to play, you know, every snap. They're very, very efficient. It isn't as if you get them into third and long and they're in trouble. You know, they're a very efficient offense and scored a ton of points. So very challenging. You know, you're going to have to, I told our kids, we'll have to play a lot of snaps because the nature of their offense, it actually lengthens the game the way they throw the football. So a good challenge for our guys.
Coach, you mentioned that passing game from Covington Catholic. They do like to throw the ball. How difficult can that be to face a team like that this week after playing a run-oriented Hartley offense last week?
Well, there's no question. We have to change gears. I mean, we were Hartley's got a capable quarterback in Ruby, but it wasn't as if they were going to get in a five-step drop and throw the football down the field, you know, the way these guys are capable of doing it. So you got to change gears. I mean, that's part of the football season. One team, you know, one week you play a wing T team or a power team. The next week you play a spread team. That's all part of it. But it's real important that we change gears and make sure that our back seven, you know, last week we talked about the front seven. This week it's the back seven. They're going to have to play really well to slow down a very balanced, very powerful offense.
Coach, you're ranked number one in the state polls. The first computer polls came out this week. You're number one in your region as well. Coming off the huge win against Hartley, do you talk about that at all with your kids?
No, the computer points are something we're striving for. I mean, I've said this. I may have said this last week on the show. I've talked on a couple different shows, so I don't remember if I said it here or not. But the thing about the rankings is they really don't. They don't help you gain a computer point. They don't help you fundamentally. They don't help you get better. And we're playing for it. Ultimately, we'll have to play for it if we're fortunate enough. So it doesn't – that to me, those things don't matter. Other than being a nice little feather in your cap at the time, they really don't matter. We're more focused on the day, you know, the week, the opponent ahead. There are a lot of points on the line with Cove Catholic, and if we can get these points, it'll help us down the road in terms of making the playoffs and having enough points to qualify and all that. So, yes, the computer points are important, but, gee, we're going to try to control the things in front of us one thing at a time.
Okay, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against Covington Catholic.
Okay, guys, thank you.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. We talked with Coach about the Colonels' passing game. Our Ryan Baker spoke with one of the Stallions looking to slow down that passing game tonight. DeSales cornerback Chris McNally.
Chris, a huge 31-24 win last week against Hartley, a CCL opponent. It was our game of the week here on AM 820. The coach said you made a couple huge tackles in that game, saved some touchdowns, also recovered a fumble in the game. Talk about how you thought you played last week.
I thought it was pretty good, but can't look at that. Just have to keep moving forward. But yeah, a couple good tackles on the cutbacks. I just had to play my responsibility. I knew they were going to cut back sooner or later. So I got two of those. So I knew that was going to come. So that was good.
Then let's go to the team aspect. The team as a whole, one, how good did it feel to get that win against a tough Hartley team? And talk about just how tough the game was.
You know, awesome win. We worked really hard the whole week. Knew we were going to face adversity in the game, especially when they drove down the third quarter. Got a quick score on us, but we knew we had to come back and just handle adversity real well. And, you know, it was great. Every time you beat a CCL team, you know, it's awesome. So we just gotta improve off that win, and we just gotta keep going.
DeSales is in your blood. You know, you had brothers that played here and stuff. Talk about just what DeSales and being a Stallion means to you and your family.
It's awesome. You know, I've been here since maybe like I would say before one, watching my brothers play, and they come to every game. So I'm just so happy to be a part of this, and I love seeing them after every game.
This week you take on a Covington Catholic team. You guys played them last year, got a big win. Defense was big in that one. Their quarterback last week threw for 301 yards and three touchdowns in just three quarters of play. Talk about you being a defensive back. What kind of challenges you'll be facing this week?
You know, we'll watch a lot of film. We'll just have to play responsibilities. So we just have to watch film, study. You know, our coach will prepare us real well. And so we'll be ready for that, and we'll be ready.
Well, Chris, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get in there and watch some film. Good luck this week when you guys take on Covington Catholic.
Thank you.
Our thanks to DeSales cornerback and wide receiver Chris McNally and our Ryan Baker for that. The Stallions host Covington Catholic tonight. We have to pause for a moment. When we come back, we'll talk with Bishop Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks linebacker Jack Boffman. Then it's Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti. All of that and more straight ahead on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way, through your hospital treatment and after you return home, so you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit from ESPN. Football's played a big part in my life, but football's also a lot more than just big plays, wins, losses, and championships. Football teaches young people about dedication, sacrifice, teamwork, and overcoming adversity. So let's respect the game and get out and support your local school. You'll be amazed of all the good things you see happening at Ohio schools.
This message brought to you by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the OHSAA Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Hartley falls to 2-2 on the year following last Friday's 31-24 loss to DeSales. Hawks head coach Brad Birchfield joins us now on the Preview Show. And coach, always tough to lose, but how great a football game was that last Friday?
Well, I'm sure for the fans and the fans of the league and across the state of Ohio that pay attention to the game, it was a great football game. I'm obviously really proud of the kids' effort and all they did. And, you know, shoot, wish we had a couple of plays back, but that's football. And, St. Francis de Sales is a great football team. And we don't have much time to lament it. It's back to work and ready for a great Kilborn team.
Obviously, Brad, you have to look back and wonder, what if? You guys lost two fumbles, you were penalized 10 times for 93 yards, and penalties nullified touchdown runs of 9 and 54 yards and two more runs of 35 and 70 yards, and yet you still lose by just 7 points.
Yeah, you know, the turnovers, one, their kid made a terrific play, stripped our tailback. The other one, late in the fourth quarter, you know, we just kind of lost it and lost the ball. And that's kind of the only thing I do wish. I wish we had played a lot better in the fourth quarter. You know, we gave up a long run where it misaligned and, you know, probably not at our best. And that play eats at us more than anything else. As far as the penalties, I just don't know. I suppose someone could call holding or pass interference on every play if they want to. And I don't want to get into the market of questioning officials, but, you know, it's part of the game. You know, that's part of the game. We got to accept it, move on. I was proud of how the kids handled it. They handled it, honestly, you know, a little bit better than I did, much better than I did, to be honest with you. So I was proud of them.
Coach, their running backs both had a good game. Alonzo Booth rushed for 163 yards and two touchdowns. Brian Osamoah, 99 more and two scores. Is that as good of a combo of running backs as you've seen?
Yeah, it's a really good combination. You know, we kind of went through some of the statistical evidence of what we gave up. And I thought it many times, you know, you can make cut-ups of the game and where we were really playing well defensively and really doing a good job stopping them. But then, you know, particularly the Osamoah run that gave him the lead in the fourth quarter, you know, it was a really great play. And I don't know if we were worn down or if they were getting stronger, but, he made a great play and we didn't. And it was really a nice run for him.
We're speaking with Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield as Hawks on the road tonight to face Worthington Kilborn. Doesn't get any easier for you guys tonight, coach. The Wolves 4-0, ranked 6th in the state in Division II. What can you tell us about Kilborn?
Well, they have a great football team. You know, initially when I first started studying them last week, you know, I thought they looked like a CCL team. Very well coached. You know, the kids play pretty hard. And I'm interested, kind of like we talked about the last few weeks, you know, when we played Central Crossing, who was a Division I team that had coming off a couple of playoff years. You know, you just don't know how you match up with them. You know, I think we kind of carry the flag for the Central Catholic League and carry the flag for our brand of football. So anytime we play OCC teams, there's a great rivalry involved, and we want to prove ourselves. I think they're really, really good. Are they as good as the Toledo Central Catholic and the DeSales teams? We're going to find out.
Coach Doug mentioned Kilbourne's 4-0 on the year, but the teams they've played have a combined record of 4-16 so far this season. Your team 2-2, but you mentioned your two losses, a combined 10 points to DeSales and Toledo Central Catholic, the top two teams in Division III. Do you think that tough schedule that you've played so far can give you an advantage over them tonight?
Yeah, we're going to find out. We've sold that to our kids quite a bit that, you know, they probably, and I think Vince would probably say the same thing, they haven't seen a team as good as us, and we probably have seen teams, you know, really, really good. So, and those games have been on the road, too, in tough environments. So we like to think we put together this early schedule to prepare us for these games and prepare us to, but we definitely have to get this win. I mean, this is a win of a huge amount of computer points. We know on the back end there's not a ton left for us, so really got to get this win, and we're going to play with ferocity involved.
Coach, you just mentioned that the important computer points here as we go down the line in the season. How much have you stressed the importance of this game tonight with your team?
Oh, we have, and the kids know. The kids are aware. You know, I think that ideally, you know, you want to win them all, and you're trying to win them all, but you're playing this schedule. There are going to be learning moments involved. But to get to this point, and, you know, if somebody said out of the you're going to go 3-2 out of your first five games, I think we would have taken it with the schedule. You know, we knew that it was, that's probably puts us in a pretty good shot. Well, here we are at 2-2, knowing that this is the swing game that's got to get us that third win. So it does put, you know, a lot of oomph into it. The kids understand that, but that's just the game. You know, there's a lot of football left to be played. Pretty unpredictable. I mean, there's not a lot of points left in the second half of the schedule. And that's a reality. You know, you can't not talk about it and expect it not to be reality. But the same token, our region doesn't exactly have the 1985 Bears in it, and we who knows what's going to happen.
All righty, Coach. Thanks for taking time out from your pregame preparations. Good luck tonight against Worthington Kilbourne.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield, one of the leaders on the Hawks' defense this season, is senior linebacker Jack Boffman, who spoke with our Ryan Baker earlier this week.
Jack, a tough 31-24 loss to CCL rival DeSales last week, a game that came down to the wire. What do you think happened there at the end that they were able to come away with the victory?
I mean, they made a good play. They're a really good team. We did what we could do, but they made a play, and that was it. So we'll get them next time, I guess.
I talked to a lot of people involved with the game that said after the game, both teams were limping off the field. They had definitely been through a war. Talk about how physical that matchup was last Friday.
Yeah, that was four quarters of good football from start to finish. I mean, they're a really good physical football team. They come at you every play, so we respect that, and we did what we could. They made a couple more plays in the end, so that was the difference.
Playing tough teams is something that you guys are used to here, something that you're used to doing. You did it in week one, bouncing back from the Toledo Central Catholic game. Right. Talk about how this game is really going to help you guys come playoff time.
Yeah, I mean, these games, that's what we play these for. Coach always talks about how we play these tough games just to get prepared for November. We really respect all the teams that we play and respect the looks that they give us. And we feel like that helps us really prepare for November a lot better than maybe some other teams, I think.
Doesn't get any easier this week. No. You take on Division II Worthington Kilbourne. They're 4-0 on the year. What are some challenges that you guys have seen so far early in the week on the Wolves?
They're a big physical football team, and they're very well coached is the thing. A lot of teams might have big size, but they're big size, and they have a lot of good coaching going on. So we respect them like crazy, and we're just going to do everything we can to stop them.
Their running back, Michael McQuaid, he's put a lot of points on the board this week. Your starting linebacker on this team, what are some things you guys are going to have to do to slow him down?
Just got to get everyone to the football. Got to get 11 guys to the ball, 11 hats on the ball, and kind of wrap them up and go from there. So
I saw you guys working on that today, so
yeah.
It shouldn't be an
yep.
issue for you. Thanks a lot for this, Jack. Good luck this week when you guys take on Kilbourne.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Our thanks to Bishop Hartley linebacker Jack Boffman for that. The Hawks traveled to Worthington Kilbourne tonight. Fisher Catholic picked up its first win of the season, coming from behind to beat Millersport 20-18 last week. Irish head coach Mike Yannotti joins us now on the preview show. And Coach, how nice was it for your kids to get that first win of the season?
Well, anytime you win is good for the kids, and they have a little bit of confidence going forward now because they know they can do it.
Coach, you were trailing Millersport 12-0 at the half. What were you able to do there in the second half to come from behind and get the win?
Well, it was funny, not funny per se, but they ran the opening kickoff back for a touchdown. Then we fumbled the first play from scrimmage, and they ran it down to about the 4-yard line and then punched it in. So in short order, we were down 12-0, and we struggled for most of the first half. We made a couple blocking adjustments and a couple things that we did that we hadn't done before to counteract some of the things they were doing.
We're joined by Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti. His Irish with their first win of the season, 20-18 last week over Millersport. How proud were you of your players, coach, that they didn't hang their heads and say, here we go again, when they were down 12-0, but instead fought back and came back to win the game?
Well, we had a little talk at halftime and then afterwards that it was a win of character, because it's so easy when you give up two quick ones at the beginning of the game against a decent team to just say, okay, we're done. But we challenged them at halftime to sort of suck it up and do better. And again, we adjusted some things and got some people in position to make plays.
Coach, your quarterback, Brock Conrad, throws a touchdown pass to Daniel Turner, runs one in as well. What did you like from Brock's play in that game, and how have you seen Brock progress throughout the year so far?
Well, Brock is getting better. In fact, he can run some and pass some, and he's very good at not – he's made a couple of mistakes, and we've paid for those, obviously, but he's getting better at not turning the ball over and running the offense.
We're joined by Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti, his Irish hosting 2-2 Burn Union tonight. What can you tell us about the Rockets, coach?
Well, they're a spread team and a 4-3 defense team. They put their kids in a position to do well. They're going to be a handful for us, just like everybody will be. They play hard, and what I've learned last year is that there's apparently a rivalry between Burn Union and Fisher Catholic that I had never known before. And so it's just a rival game for them, and I think for some of our kids too. So I think we're prepared. We have a couple of things that we worked on very hard to make us better.
Coach, offensively, the Rockets are averaging 34 points a game. What are you going to have to do tonight on the defensive side of the ball to slow them down?
Well, we have to be in position to do what we do. We have to make them earn everything. For example, last week we gave up a 40-some-yard run to start once we turned the ball over, a 40-some-yard run because people weren't in a position where they're supposed to be. And they blocked it well, too, give them credit. But we have to make teams earn that against us, because high school teams, if they have to run 10 or 12 plays to get a touchdown, that's pretty hard without making some mistake or turning it over. So we're going to have to make them do that. And then again, we're going to have to do the same thing. We're not going to be able to make many mistakes against a team like that.
And on the flip side, Coach, Burn Union is giving up 33 points a game on defense. So do you think this is a game where you can get your offense going?
Well, we're going to hope so. We're going to, the Wing T is a running and misdirection team and throwing the ball when you want to. And we're going to hopefully do that effectively and do it, as we want to do it rather than have to do it.
All righty, Coach. Good luck tonight against Burn Union.
Thank you very much.
Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti, his Irish, looking to make it two wins in a row when they host Burn Union tonight. When we come back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, it's St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby and Cardinals quarterback Brooks McCann. Then we'll check in with Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. Stay with us.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. Good people, great deals.
The Bob Boyd Way.
In the Chronicles of Narnia, Mr. Beaver describes Aslan in these words: "Aslan is the great lion, Oh, says Susan. I thought he was a man. Is he safe? I'd be nervous meeting a lion. Safe, says Mr. Beaver. Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe. But he's good. He's the king, I tell you. We like to tame Jesus with images that make him so mild, he's almost boring. Maybe we do that because we prefer a God who doesn't actually challenge us. But Jesus walked on water, appeared before his apostles in dazzling light. He told dead people to get up, and they got up. He's mighty. When you pray, don't hold back. Got dreams? Ask big. Angry? Yell to God. Got doubts? Tell him. Feel like a mess? Surrender your life to God. He can take it. He's bigger than you. He's the king, I tell you. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. St. Charles goes to 2-2 on the season after a 10-7 overtime win over Bishop Watterson last week. Cardinals head coach Bob Jacoby joins us now on the preview show. And coach, you hadn't coached in a Central Catholic League game in 10 years when you were back at the Sales High School. Was it everything that you remembered last Friday night?
Oh, it sure was. It was a real important game to both schools, and very hard fought, and that's what we were really looking for, you know, out of last week's game. So it ended up being everything that we thought it would be.
Now, Coach Watterson took a 7-0 lead in the second quarter, and that remained the score until 30 seconds left in the game when your quarterback, Brooks McCann, scored to tie the game. How were you able to hang in there and come away with the win?
Well, you know, we got out of position and kind of gave up a long pass when our defense was really playing great the whole game. So, I mean, at halftime, we just said, hey, look, you know, the defense has got to give us, you know, you got to keep playing until we figure something out. So, you know, we started little by little in the second half, gaining some field position, and finally, towards the end there, we got our opportunity.
Coach, you talked about the defense there. Holds Watterson to just 134 yards on the night. Talk about what impressed you most from the play of that side of the ball.
Well, I tell you, we were just tenacious, but I got to be honest, Watterson's defense did the same thing to us. It was really a defensive game all the way through, and, you know, I thought it was a classy game. Both teams played hard and left it all on the field.
Coach, how about your place kicker kicking the game winner in overtime? How big was that for him?
Well, it's huge, but, you know, really the kick that really had the pressure was the extra point when we scored, because we, you know, we needed to get into overtime, and sometimes there's a lot of pressure, and he missed the kick earlier, so that's where he felt like, you know, the pressure was. So he got through that part, and I think that relaxed him a little for the kick later on.
Speaking with St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby, his Cardinals 2-2 on the season after a 10-7 win over Watterson in overtime last week. And, Coach, what does that say to you about your team that they were able to come away with a win in a close, hard-fought game like that?
Well, I think anybody that's able to win in that kind of situation feels good about their team's character and about, you know, you know that your kids are paying attention and they're listening to what you have to say, and that's all that you can ask out of a team is to buy into what you're trying to sell them.
And then, Coach, maybe the most important question, we asked you this last week on the Scoreboard Show for anyone that didn't hear. That was your first win ever against Coach Bajelic in a head coaching matchup. How good was that to finally best Dan?
Well, you know, I didn't really think about that too much. It was just great to win. I was happy for our kids. Our kids don't know what happens between me and Coach Bajelic. And to be honest with you, you know, Coach Bajelic's a great guy. And, you know, we've had all these different games together, and he's still got the edge. For me, it was a great thing. But, yeah, I was most happy for our kids. I don't think too much about what my particular record is.
We're joined by St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. His Cardinals on the road at Medina Highland tonight. The Hornets very impressive last week, Coach, beating previously undefeated Revere 48-0, led by their rushing attack and running back Chris Burnside. What have you seen from Highland on film?
Well, they're just a team that's got, you know, some diversity in what they do. They can throw the ball, they can run the ball. You know, they're a spread team, so you know, we've really got our work cut out for us, and I hope we can keep playing the same kind of defense we played the last few weeks and continue on that path.
Coach, we talked to practice about the going up to Medina. It's 2 hours away. Do you worry about anything there, about the team being kind of flat coming off the bus, or do you have a plan where you'll get there earlier?
We don't worry about that. In fact, if you look at my past history, I like those kind of games. I've probably traveled to more places than maybe any other coach in Ohio over the years, because the CCL has typically only had about three league games or two league games a year. And so you have to travel a lot of places, and we started a long time ago playing in Cincinnati, Cleveland, and all over the place. And to me, that's what's fun about high school football, is going into someone else's territory and challenging them to a game.
Coach, you mentioned you hoped your defense could keep that momentum rolling that they've had the past couple weeks here this evening. Offensively, Highland is averaging 32 points a game. How do you slow them down tonight?
Well, we got to get them before they get started, and we got to win the field position battle. I think special teams are going to be a huge thing. But to be honest with you, our offense has underperformed so far this year, and we need to get some things going in order to have a chance in that game.
All righty, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck tonight against Medina Highland.
We're really looking forward to it. I appreciate you guys talking to us.
St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. Cardinals quarterback Brooks McCann scored the touchdown to force overtime last week against Waterson en route to that 10-7 win in OT. And the junior signal caller chatted with our Chris Higgins earlier this week.
Brooks, you guys come off a win 10-7 in overtime against Waterson. You scored a touchdown with 32 seconds left, and then you hit a big pass there in overtime to set up the field goal. Tell me how patient you guys had to be the whole night with just make sure you guys kept going with the offense and trusting the fact that you were finally going to get it in the end zone.
The whole night we were kind of struggling getting through, getting our plays to work in the first half. And towards the second half, we started to get things moving. And we saw that we started to move the ball. We couldn't put it in the end zone, but eventually towards the end of the night, we believed that we'd get it in, and ultimately we started to.
Put your guys' record at 2-2. It has to feel good to get back to 500. You guys won two in a row. But how good does it feel to beat a fellow CCL team in addition to that?
It's unreal. I mean, first time beating a CCL team in 3 years, especially me being the starting quarterback, helping our team do that. We're looking for a big year this year, especially getting that first CCL win. Definitely helped us. We're moving in the right direction. We feel like we got a good team here, and we're ready to keep going.
Awesome. Well, this week you guys traveled 2 hours to Medina to play Medina Highland. Talk about the issues you got to deal with for a long road trip like that.
Long road trip like that, you gotta stay focused. You can't let all the distractions, the long bus ride, you can't let it get to you. You gotta make sure you know your game plan, know what you're supposed to do. You gotta focus on it really, really well.
Medina Highland is 3-1. They've won three in a row. They've scored 30, 37, and 48 in the last three games. What have you seen on tape from them that makes them so tough on offense?
They move the ball well. They're able to get into space. They work the spread really well. But I feel like our defense is going to shut them down.
Your defense held Waterson running back Kaysen to only 53 yards. He had been averaging 110. Tell me how the defense is progressing. Like, what do you see on a daily basis going up against them? Like, what are they doing better?
It's every day mixing up blitzes, just coming straight up, being able to pursue, filling holes hard. Our defense is one of the best I've seen in the area in a while. I mean, they just keep getting better every day, and it's making us better on offense too.
Well, awesome. Well, good luck this week. And
thank you.
Like I said, have a great season.
Our thanks to St. Charles quarterback Brooks McCann and our Chris Higgins for that. The Cardinals on the road at Highland tonight. Newark Catholic dropped its first game of the season, falling to Licking Heights 38-7 last Friday night. Green Wave head coach Bill Franks joins us now. And coach, late in the second quarter, you're down 10-7. You're driving deep into Hornets territory on 4th-and-2 from the 3-yard line. Licking Heights defense stuffs Kyle Gibson at the line of scrimmage, and the Hornets then go 97 yards the other way for a score. How big a shift in momentum was that?
Well, you've got to get those tough yards. And
you know, Lincoln Heights being a well-coached, very talented team that they are, they then took it and scored, and then we fumbled the kickoff, so yeah, and they scored off of that. So kind of got away from us. We played them even in the third quarter, and just, you know, they played defense in a way that they took a chance and took our run game away, and we had wide open passing seams, and we dropped ball after ball, and maybe we just need to give credit to Heights. They played hard and disciplined and inspired, but you know, that was a ball game we sure would like to have back, but we can't look back. We have to look forward, and you know, we have undefeated Lakewood, you know, at Whitefield here Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
You're down 10-7, then all of a sudden, 3 minutes later, you're going into half trailing 24-7. What do you say to your kids at that point?
Well, you know, we said, hey, practice what you preach, and let's show, you know, the other team what we're made of, which is good values and fundamentals and togetherness. And, you know, we, I think, had four stops, you know, defensively there in the third quarter, and we're just unable to put any points on the board. And then late in the game, they got loose twice. They just have so many quality backs, and a couple of guys would go off the field and they'd have a couple of new guys coming on, and it was just overwhelming to not score and then have to keep playing defense.
Coach, going into the game, if I'd have told you that your defense was going to force four turnovers, would you have thought that the outcome was going to be different?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, we've always known that, you know, in a spread type set, if you don't catch the ball when they take the runaway, it's going to be problematic. And, you know, it was contagious. And so, no, you know, with that many turnovers, I mean, Sam Bending was all over the field and had two turnovers himself. And quite honestly, that should have we were set up defensively to win that ball game. And so it's back to the drawing board and time to move forward.
Green Wave head coach Bill Franks joins us now. And one more question about last week before we do move forward, Coach. After losing 38-7 to Licking Heights, Heights held your tailback Kyle Gibson to just 47 yards on 18 carries. How were they able to ground your running game?
Well, again, they have tremendous athletes that are well coached, and they went with a 3-3 stack. Basically, their D-line was able to demand double teams from our O-line, and that let their linebackers run free. And again, so that stopped the run, and we had wide open seams in the middle, and we didn't execute. And you know, their safety played in position and just played center field, so to speak, and we didn't make them pay for it.
Coach, we've talked about injuries with your team a lot this season. It seems like you've had a bunch. You still played last week without Tanner Lake and Ben Russ and Kyle Simme, but you did get back one of your stars on defense, Connor Sheehan. He's missed the whole season so far before last week because of a car accident the night before opening night. How nice was it to get Connor back in there?
Oh, just, you know, what a blessing. You know, it's a parent's worst nightmare, a car wreck, and we're just so fortunate that young man possessed tremendous reflexes to avoid what could have been a fatal crash. And he just he's inspirational. As I think I've told you, he's the only kid I've ever coached in all these years that started as a 14-year-old. You know, he's a guy that's been around and been in the trenches, and it was just nice to have him back. He certainly deserves to have a tremendous senior season.
That's great news, and obviously puts the game of football in perspective. We're joined on the preview show by Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. His 3-1 Green Wave battle undefeated Lakewood tomorrow night at Whitefield. The Lancers coach off to their best start since 2001. Head coach Craig Conley, son of former Ohio State assistant and Ohio Dominican head coach Bill Conley, is in his third season at Lakewood. What has he brought to that program?
Well, I mean, the absolute right approach. It starts with his fundamentals. It starts with his vision. And, I mean, he has implemented a very solid program, top to bottom. He lives it, you know, and believes in it. And the kids believe in him. And I'll tell you, last year they didn't have a lot of wins, but it took us every ounce. We had to intercept a ball in the end zone and take it 100 yards for a touchdown to win by 10. So, you know, he's been building it, and he's done it the right way. And, you know, they're balanced. with the run and the pass, and their defense is just very, very solid. And it'd be a great ball game for folks to come out and watch there Saturday night at White Field.
Coach, you talked about the balance that they have, Lakewood being led by quarterback Scott Painter and running back Chase Schaefer. Painter has rushed for 379 yards and two touchdowns, and he's thrown for 592 and six more scores. Schaefer has 322 yards on the season rushing and six touchdowns. What challenges do those two pose for your defense that's obviously played so good this season?
Well, exactly. It's a spread offense that, you know, they're directed by very competent leaders, and they make you cover the whole field, and they take what's there. So you know, you have to just be really fundamentally sound and tackle and you know, make sure you're lined up properly and make them earn everything and just be ready for a four-quarter ball game.
Coach, that pretty much sums it up. Is there any other thing in particular you're looking for from your team tomorrow night as they try to bounce back from their first loss of the season?
Well, just that, you know, just be resilient and play with tremendous passion and play every play, you know, as if it were our last, and just embrace the night and embrace the friendships and, you know, just leave it on the field. And so, again, we're excited. It should be a nice weather night. And, you know, we've always had tremendous respect, just a great rivalry for many, many decades with Lakewood. So it should be a classic Licking County League matchup.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks for all you guys do for high school sports.
Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks, the Green Wave, hosting undefeated Lakewood at Whitefield tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Time for a breather. When we come back, it's Reedy head man Brian Cross and Silver Knights running back Devin Dukes. Then we'll check in with Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic and Eagles defensive back Anthony Mershad on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports, it's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today and go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience, and why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
WVSG Columbus, Ohio. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Bishop Reedy gets back in the win column with a 40-29 decision on the road over Lima Central Catholic last week. Silver Knights head coach Brian Cross joining us now on the preview show. And coach, coming off a tough loss to Cincinnati Hills Christian the previous week, what did you like most from your team in that win last week over LCC?
I think what made us most happy was the way we ran the football.
Devin had a great game, and our offensive line came off the ball, and we were able to control the football and put some points on the board. That's what we were probably most happy with.
Coach, you mentioned Devin Dukes. He had a huge game, 242 yards, 5 touchdowns. How nice was it to get a performance like that out of him, and how nice was it to have him available for the whole game after he'd been in and out of the lineup for the last 3 games?
Well, no doubt it was a lot easier play calling when he's there every single play, that's for sure. And Brandon Burks, our fullback, I think he carried the ball about 10 or 11 times and had about 70 or 80 yards rushing also. So they were a good 1-2 punch the other day. But it was nice to see Devin play a full game, and it makes it tough on the defense when they've got to deal with him every single play instead of, you know, two and a half quarters.
Coach, that was your first real long road trip of the year, too. I know the past couple years at Reedy, it seems like those long road trips were every other week for you guys. One, how nice is it that that was just your first? And two, the way the kids responded to it.
You're absolutely right. It was nice that that was our first road trip of the season. And, you know, it's a great facility up at Lima Senior High School. And so that made it a lot easier. And it's just nice to know that we have so many home games this year, meaning home here in Central Ohio, that those long away trips don't seem so bad.
Joined by Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross, one of those home games tonight when the Silver Knights face St. Mary's Central Catholic at Hilliard Bradley High School. You beat the Panthers last season in Week 9, 28-26. What do you remember from that game, Coach?
Well, what I remember in that game is Sandusky St. Mary's, they never quit the entire game. We pretty much, I thought, controlled the game and controlled the football, but they never quit. They battled every single play and battled till the end, and they got us on a hook and ladder play. They went for the 2 points to tie it up, and we were able to stop them. It was a good, solid football game, and they really had a nice team as they made the Division VII playoffs last year. So that's what I remember most, is that they never gave up, and there were several times where they could have.
St. Mary's been struggling so far this season, but picked up their first win of the season last week, a 12-7 win over Loudonville. What have you seen from the Panthers so far this year?
Well, looking at the number of returners they have 4 kids back on offense and 4 on defense. So I think they're a young football team. And looking at their schedule, 2 of the teams that have beaten them are 4-0. So they've played some quality competition. And looking at them on film, they seem to be getting better each week. So we're going to have to play good football. And we had a good week of practice. So we're hoping that we're going to play a complete game, meaning offense, defense, and special teams. So we're looking for the challenge. We know they're going to come and play 4 full quarters, and we're going to do the same. So it should be a good game.
Coach, last week you gave up 340 yards through the air. St. Mary's passed for 230 yards this past week. How much of a worry is that for you this week?
Well, we've given up big plays in the air, and that's what worries me the most. And that's what we've worked on all week long. We had a lot of 3rd-and-7, 3rd-and-8 situations this week in practice, trying to get our defense off the field. We have some young guys playing back there in the secondary, and we have some guys that have been injured and haven't played. We're getting one of them back this week. We get another one next week. So I think we'll get better in the secondary, and I think we'll do a better job. And we've got to put more pressure on the quarterback, not give him as much time to throw the football. And then we've got to get off the field on 3rd down. So their passing does concern us, but, you know, everybody you play anymore has a spread offense attack, and they're going to throw the football. So it's not easy to stop. It's something you have to work hard at, and we want to eliminate the runs after the catches, that's for sure.
Joined by Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross, is 2-2 Silver Knights taking on Sandusky St. Mary Central Catholic at Hilliard Bradley tonight. How big would a win tonight be for the confidence of your players, and also maybe to gain some momentum going into the second half of the season, Coach?
It would be huge. We want to start playing complete football games. We've had moments where we've played well, but we haven't put a complete game together, and so that's important. Like you said, we want to jumpstart the second half of the season by playing a complete game. We're looking forward to the challenge, and like I said earlier, we've had a really good week of practice, so we feel good about our game plan, and we know we're going to have to play four full quarters, and we're really looking forward to it.
Okay, Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight against St. Mary's Central Catholic.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. We talked with Coach about the big game he got from running back Devin Dukes last week. Our Chris Higgins caught up with Devin at practice earlier this week.
Devin, you guys are coming off a 40-29 victory, a game where you had 244 yards and five touchdowns. First, how good did it feel, because you've been in and out of the lineup the last couple weeks, how good did it feel to play the whole game, and how good did it feel to have that such big of a game on the road?
Oh, it felt amazing. Definitely since I've been coming in and out of the last, three games. Felt amazing to finally stay in the whole game and have that good of a game with that.
Now, you guys, it was a back-and-forth game, game where you busted off quite a few big runs. What was the offensive line able to do against their defense that opened up so many good holes for you?
They were all able to get a hat on a man. They blocked as hard as they could and made sure they opened the gap for me.
Gotcha. Now, this week you guys have St. Mary's Central Catholic. They're coming down from Sandusky. You guys just had a long road trip up to Lima. Do you think that that takes an effect on the team with a long bus trip?
Actually, I don't really think so. I think it makes us bond together more as a team if we're traveling more hours and whatnot, and it gives us more time to focus and rest up for it. So I don't think it makes much of a difference, but if you're sleeping the whole time, it might make you a little tired during the game, that's for sure.
Gotcha. Now, they're coming off a win against Loudonville. It was their first win this season, so they've got a little momentum. You guys have kind of got some momentum. So what kind of game do you expect against St. Mary's?
Oh, I expect a real good game, honestly. We only beat them by 2 points last year. Real good team. I'm not going to say they're bad or anything, but this should be a pretty good game to watch. Real good game.
And health-wise, you're good to go?
Yeah, I'm fine. Cool.
All right, awesome. Good to hear. Good luck.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Reedy running back Devin Dukes and our Chris Higgins for that. The Silver Knights taking on St. Mary's Central Catholic tonight at Hilliard-Bradley High School. Bishop Watterson falls to 1-3 on the season with a tough 10-7 loss in overtime to St. Charles last Friday. Eagles head coach Dan Bajelic joins us now. And Coach, you led 7-0 for most of the game, powered by an Adam Cosson TD run. What were you able to do for most of the game to keep that lead?
Well, you know, we were playing pretty good D. It was one of those games there wasn't I'd say a large amount of offense on either side. Came kind of a field position game, and I think that, you know, St. Charles got a little bit of an upper hand and then finally got a shot later in the game and punched one in. Really, I think it was 25 seconds ago in the game when they got their tying touchdown.
Coach, with that, did you feel your team, did they get deflated or did they keep their heads up ready to go into overtime there? I know that's got to be difficult when you give up that tying touchdown with less than 30 seconds.
No, I mean, I thought we were fine. I mean, you start over anew, and unfortunately, we had the ball first and were able to convert anything. And so, you know, they had the advantage there and were able to get down and kick a field goal.
Offensively, you had just 134 yards. How difficult was it to move the ball against that Cardinals defense?
It was difficult. I didn't think there were some things we didn't handle as well pressure-wise that we could have probably done better. And just unfortunately weren't able to get anything, any consistency.
We're speaking with Watterson head coach Dan Bajelic. His Eagles welcome Benedictine to Hagley Field tonight in our CCL Game of the Week right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com immediately following the preview show. And it's feeder school night. The Catholic grade schools that feed into Watterson will be there tonight. So you got a lot of young football players who are going to be on the sidelines looking at the team that they want to play for down the road. That's got to be exciting for both them and your guys.
Oh, it is. It's great. It's a great connection between the high schools, obviously, and the feeder grade schools in our district. And, you know, it's a nice event. We've been doing it for a lot of years here now, and it's always good to have that connection between, you know, their kids and our kids and kind of seeing things up at a close point, vantage point for those kids.
Coach, this is the third straight season that you'll be playing Benedictine, and you've played them quite a bit since 2002. You played them from 2002 to 2004, and then again from 2005 to 2009 before restarting the rivalry 3 years ago. What do you remember from these games with the Bengals?
They're always great games. I mean, you've talked, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, in the early times, you know, a couple of more times that we actually went, you know, into the state finals, and we, you know, played them, you know, a team that they won a state championship. We unfortunately won the rematch back in 2004, I believe that was. And, you know, there have always been tight games, kind of go back and forth. It seems like that they're competitive no matter what the situations are in the games. And,
You know, they're a great football program and a great tradition, and, you know, we always look forward to playing them.
Carter Wheelow's in his first season as Benedictine's head coach. Has he brought anything different to that team this year?
He's got a little bit flavor different on what they do. You know, some things here. I mean, it's still their base close to what they've been, but, I mean, obviously there's some tweaks to what, you know, he's seen. I'm not sure if people would notice it, but from where our vantage point of watching film, there's a few different things that they do than previous years.
Coach, they're running back to Cavleon Reese. He's a good one. You've played him the last couple years. What are you going to have to do to slow him down this evening?
You know, when you play a guy like that, I mean, it's one of those things is, you know, we always, you know, preach everybody doing their job, but he's hugely one of those guys that we talk about gap integrity, having a man in every gap, because if you don't, he'll find the gap that's missing, and he's, you know, he got the speed to take it to the house from any place on the field. So that's kind of one of the things we call like a build a fence mentality, you know, and really strive, you know, work on that all week, and hopefully it, you know, it carries through into the game.
And then, Coach, one last question for you. After that tough loss last week to St. Charles, what do you want to see the most from your team tonight in this one?
You know, we just got to execute better. I mean, I'll be honest with you. It's not an effort thing. It's not that. We just got to be able to execute better. I guess when you say the word finish, it's not just finish a drive, but finish every play to the best of your ability, trying to get better. And hopefully those things, the little things will carry into big things down the line.
All righty, Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck tonight against Benedictine in the CCL Game of the Week.
Thank you very much, guys.
Bishop Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic. Of course, you can hear that game right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 immediately following the preview show. The Eagles defense continues to be a bright spot for Waterson this season. Ryan Baker spoke with starting defensive back Anthony Mershad earlier this week.
Anthony, a real tough 10-7 loss in overtime to St. Charles last week, your first CCL silver matchup of the year. You guys led most of the game 7-0 there. They were able to punch one in there in the last minute to tie the game and get it to overtime. What happened late in that game that got away from you?
Honestly, I wouldn't say we gave up, but it was just like we got tired and we didn't keep on grinding. Both of us really wanted to win that game because it's a CCL matchup, and they just kind of outplayed us near the end. It's just reality.
You talk about that, these CCL games. Talk about what a grueling affair those are when two CCL teams get together.
CCL games are always really intense because you tend to know a lot of people on the other team, and there's a lot of people talking, a lot of intensity between the two schools. And it's always just like, it's almost kind of a bragging rights kind of thing.
With that, though, you guys didn't seem down out here today. It seemed like you guys were really encouraging each other, telling everybody to go. Talk about the mentality of the team right now as you head into week 5.
I mean, right now we're kind of in a tough situation at 1-3, but this is a very important week where we can show resiliency and come back and beat a good team in Benedictine.
You talk about that. You guys take on Benedictine this week at Hagley Field. They're also a little struggle, 1-3 on the year right now. They played a tough schedule, you know, just like you guys do. Last year they beat you 27-7. What do you remember from that game?
I just remembered that, I mean, we fought hard. The score, obviously, 27-7 wasn't too, it didn't really show like what happened at that game. I thought we fought really hard, and it's always a fight between Benedictine and us. So I don't think we ever really lose too badly. We always keep everyone close, and I mean, if we just keep on going through this week and want it more, then we can get the win easily.
They have a very dynamic athlete and running back to Cavleon Reese. What are you guys going to have to do to slow him down and continue the role you've been on defensively?
We just got to keep on playing defense and just stay disciplined. So I know he likes to cut back and stuff, and I mean, we've shown pretty well this year how our defense can be. We just got to play to our full potential.
Well, Anthony, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get inside. Good luck this week when you guys take on Benedictine.
All right, thank you.
Our thanks to Waterson wide receiver and defensive back Anthony Mershad and our Ryan Baker for that. The Eagles host Cleveland Benedictine tonight in our CCL Game of the Week right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com immediately following the preview show, which we'll wrap up right after this.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
The Bob
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valente and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
At St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, Pope Francis said, "We have to ask ourselves, are we even capable of counting our blessings? If we don't take time to count our blessings, we forget that they're there. Sadly, we tend to do this with the greatest blessings in life. Sure, we thank the person behind the counter who just handed us our change, but when's the last time you told someone that you treasure the gift of his friendship? As silly as it sounds, have you thanked your kids for letting you be their dad? Do you thank your spouse for the gift of her life? Married people can often feel lonely because they get so used to each other that they almost forget that they're not alone. Friends, family, a good meal, a pretty sunset. These are the things that make us super lotto winners. Be sure to cash in. Take a few minutes every day to stop, notice your blessings, and thank God for them. That's where gratitude begins, and joy is never far behind." This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Instead of trading in your old car, truck, or van, think about donating it to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. In fact, St. Gabriel Radio is a nonprofit that accepts all vehicle donations. Your gift helps to spread the word of God to a multitude of listeners all over Ohio and may qualify you for a tax break. It's easy and hassle-free. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online at stgabrielradio.com.
Week 5 of the high school football season is here, and 5 of the area Catholic teams are in action tonight. DeSales hosts Covington Catholic. Hartley travels to Worthington Kilbourne. St. Charles is on the road at Medina Highland. Reedy battles St. Mary Central Catholic at Hilliard-Bradley High School. Fisher Catholic hosts Burn Union. And in our CCL Game of the Week, Watterson welcomes Benedictine to Hagley Field. As always, you can hear the Game of the Week right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Tomorrow, Newark Catholic hosts Lakewood at White Field. Don't forget, after the game tonight, keep it right here on AM 820 for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you scores from all over Central Ohio and talk to the coaches from around the area. If you have a score, send it to us on Twitter at AM 820 Scoreboard and visit our website, am820scoreboard.com. That'll do it for us on the preview show. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening, everybody, and enjoy the game.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Help us drive home the Word of God to our St. Gabriel Catholic Radio family of listeners. Did you know that you can donate your car, truck, or van to AM 820? And your donation may qualify you for a tax deduction. It's easy and a great way to share the Word of God with listeners all over Ohio. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online for details at stgabrielradio.com.
Former Ohio State and NFL quarterback Bobby Hoy.
Growing up in Ohio, the lessons I learned through sports not only helped take me to the Ohio State University and the NFL, but they also apply every day in my career after sports. Lessons that build character, discipline, sportsmanship, and teamwork are what remain long after your playing days are over. Through Interscholastic Athletics, OHSAA member schools help kids build a foundation for a lifetime of success.
This message brought to you by the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
I woke up early the other day, grabbed my coffee, and decided to watch a daily show that I usually miss, the sunrise. My yard was eerie. It looked like it was covered in a dark, murky fog. Then I saw a coyote. The sunrise has this moment that's like a switch. As it turned a corner somewhere, light flooded my yard. Turns out there was no fog, just a little mist, and that coyote was a small bush. It was a clear, beautiful morning with birds singing. You know, they call the sunrise daybreak for a reason. Everything looks different instantly. The resurrection was like that. Jesus' followers went from living under the fog of the worst event imaginable to being swept off their feet by the best news in history instantly. St. Paul, reflecting on his life, said that if Jesus had not risen, he'd be the most pathetic of men. He saw his whole life in light of the best news in history. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is looking for listeners like you to serve as parish ambassadors. Parish ambassadors work with your parish team to provide AM 820 bumper magnets and prayer cards. The time commitment is about an hour a month. If you would like to serve as a St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 parish ambassador at your parish, contact the St. Gabriel Radio office or go online at stgabrielradio.com.